80 degrees for Sunday and 77 on Monday.
Thanks, Chuck. We topped at 92 yesterday. Was not a record high, as Chuck mentioned last hour. I think that was around 94 plus, but 92 we peaked at yesterday. Felt every doggone degree of that, too. Overnight low down to 60. Right now it is sunny and 60 here. KVOE live and local. And our headlines this morning, a service of Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. You know, fall marks another season of change, and it also might mean a change of address for you. You know, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, contact Jan Utech, RE/MAX Eck Real Estate, 343-5100. It is 7:46, 60 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined by Amber Haig, owner, pharmacist, Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. Good morning, Amber. How are you?
I'm well, Ron. How are you?
Doing great today. Always good to have Amber in on a Friday morning. All kinds of great information, important information to share with us. And we want to kick things off this morning, Amber, with the current guidelines on the RSV vaccine.
Yes, so now that we're giving a lot of COVID and flu shots, which are, of course, an annual shot that you'll need to get and have to get a boost every year, we're getting a lot of questions on whether or not the RSV vaccine is given every year as well. So that's a great question, and I wanted to touch on that this morning. And the RSV vaccine has been around now for about a year or two, and once you get that vaccine, it's a one and done at this point. It is not a vaccine that you do get every year. So once you have that single dose in, you're good to go according to our current guidelines. And just want to remind people, anybody age 60 and older are eligible to get that preventative vaccination to protect us against the RSV. And of course, that's a virus that affects the very young, infants and small children. And then, of course, we do see it a lot in a lot of our elderly population. So just know that if you haven't gotten that RSV vaccine yet, we do carry it at the pharmacy, and we cannot give it along with a flu or COVID. We have to give it 2 weeks apart, but if you're in getting your flu or COVID, be sure to ask us about it, and we'll get you scheduled if you need one.
And speaking of COVID and flu, I know you've been booking reservations, appointments to get those vaccines, so how is your vaccination allotment right now, Amber?
Yeah, we are booked up. We've been given vaccines about 4 days a week this week. We'll do another clinic here this afternoon, and then we have them scheduled all through next week as well. We are waiting for our next shipment to come in, so we still do have a waiting list. We've had a great turnout. People want to get on that list. So if you still need one, be sure to give us a call. We'll get you on the list, and we're hoping next week to begin scheduling those as well.
All right. Good to hear people are taking advantage of that, getting that flu shot taken care of. And I do understand that October is American Pharmacist Month, so a big thank you to you and your team, Amber.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's American Pharmacist Month, and it's always an exciting time at the pharmacy just to celebrate pharmacists and pharmacy in general. Of course, this is our 12th year anniversary of being in the spot that we are now. And so October is kind of a big month for us personally, as well as the pharmacy. And just want to tell not only the pharmacists on our team, but all pharmacists in the community and the pharmacies out there serving Emporia and the surrounding area every day, thank you very much. It's, of course, been an interesting year with the closure of Graves, but we all just keep going to take care of our community and those around us.
Well, you do a great job of that, and thanks for all the work that you do. It's very important work, and we're very fortunate to have Haig Pharmacy here in our community. Well, what about raising money for the United Way and your pie wars, Amber?
Absolutely. We mentioned this last week, and the pie wars are a-coming. We have our staff meeting, our monthly meeting, on Monday of next week. So after we solidify our list of wonderful potential recipients of that pie in the face, we'll certainly get that information out to you public, and you can stop by and put in a few dollars or your loose change in the car, and whoever raises the most money for the United Way during our enrollment period, or whatever you want to call it, our donation time, we'll, of course, make sure that that individual gets the pie in the face. And, of course, it all goes to the United Way of the Flint Hills, a great cause.
Indeed. And Amber will keep us posted right here. Amber, thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too, Ron. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Amber Haig, owner, pharmacist, Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. here in Emporia, Hague Pharmacy. KVOE Live in Local 751, 60 degrees. Good morning.
I was accompanying my six-year-old son to a birthday party recently when the host asked if anyone would like to pray for the meal. My son, always looking for a chance for his voice to be heard, volunteered. I think that in his head he was excited about it, but when it came time to pray, I could tell that he was nervous. Well, everybody could, based on the 10 seconds of silence that followed us bowing our heads. He finally mustered up the words, "Dear God, please help us. Amen." At first, I kind of chuckled at such a simple